This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Part three of the Rick Derringer audio eulogy. And that was a big hit, Wiggy. Your uncle probably played that one for you.
No, I never heard that one before. When I heard the Hoochie Coo, I was like, Sexy Red got a song out that's a summer banger, Hoochie Coochie.
Oh, no. It's a different thing.
That's why when I was here, I was like, what's the name of the song?
Sadly, we lost Rick Derringer, and so far we played Hang On, Sloopy, and Shine played Real American, the Hulk Hogan song, and the man was a great guitarist, great artist, legendary career. So we have got to get back to the news, but first this is Mike from Framingham. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how you doing? Earlier you were talking about the guy complaining about the NFL players playing in the Olympics.
Yes.
I feel a little over 10 years ago, we had a pickup flag football game, and Doug Flutie was playing quarterback. His team was destroying the other team. So we're like, you know what, let's make it fair. Let's let Doug play quarterback for both teams. The other quarterback had the biggest hissy fit, complaining, Doug can play quarterback anytime in his life, blah, 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 blah. So we're like, obviously he was overruled. I was joking around with the guy. I said, okay, so what if Tom Brady shows up next week? What are you going to do then?
Okay. Yeah. That was Courtney's lead this morning, which is that the longtime quarterback of the U.S. National Flag Football Team, Daryl, what's his name?
Doucette.
Daryl Doucette is pissed that NFL players may be allowed to play in the Olympics for the United States of America. He's put the time in.
Right. Well, it's because he thinks that they're the reason, or he is the reason why it's an Olympic sport. No, that's not the case. The reason why it's an Olympic sport is because football is insanely popular, and they wanted to find a way to get football in the Olympics, and this was the only way.
And Courtney might be right, because I did see something where Justin Jefferson said he would love to play for the U.S. team. Ja'Marr Chase is up in the air. I think Tyreek Hill might have said he would like to
play. Patrick Mahomes has said it.
Yeah, so, I mean, you might get some. You only need what? 10 guys, so you get 10 NFLers to destroy. But I expect Dream Team type 92 Dream Team results in the Olympics where you basically.
Oh, you got to get gold.
Demolish everybody.
If you have the NFL players, you got to win gold.
I was going to say, was there anybody that was on the 88 U.S. men's basketball team that bitched about Larry and Magic getting on the 92 team? Like, what are we doing?
I don't know. Just be careful with Team Germany. They got the St. Brown brothers. So,
yeah, I just, there are so many people, and it's this huge, not huge, it is this echo chamber where these guys play flag football and tell themselves they're doing things that the NFL players couldn't do, and nobody has the balls just to say, buddy, you're doing a club sport. All the good players are getting their tuition paid for. Like, you're paying for this team that you're playing on.
I can see why he's upset a little bit.
Do you think that there will be recently retired guys? So like, Curtis brought up Tom Brady, but what about, like, somebody like Jason Kelce or something? Like, you think
we need more Kelce.
You think there'll be retired guys who want to do it? Recently retired guys who want to play, too?
Like a Gronk?
Like Gronk, maybe.
Yeah, because you got to think like, all right.
Bubs Edelman, maybe?
Yeah, like I you know.
He could get hurt, though. Like, I think that there's like an injury thing as well. But Wiggy's always said it's so hard to give up the sport. So this is a perfect way for them to stay.
And if it's a way for you to kind of like get on the, I mean, think about the platform of being in the Olympics for you and what that potentially would do for you.
Yeah.
So you would, like, I guarantee you Terrell Owens will be, hey, any room, he'll be looking to play. So you'll get some of those guys.
Antonio Brown?
No.
But I get why the kid's upset.
Big drug test.
I get why the kid's upset a little bit, only in the sense that, like, this is their moment, and you got the NFL, and now you're going to come over. You're going
to
come over and steal my
shot. It's only their moment because the owners just approved their players to play in it. Like, it's – and the other thing, I would bet anything I have that Tom Brady is the quarterback. – Mahomes will have his time. All the other guys will. Flag football, you can probably play till you're 80. So
I don't know. I mean, Aaron Rodgers said he'll do it for 5 M's.
Yeah. It's their moment, though.
Yeah, well, okay, so then they need to make sure that they show out during the tryouts.
Yeah, but they know that they're not going to get a real tryout. We would not
but
know.
But you're not sympathizing.
No,
with
a little bit I am, because we would not know Mike Arruzzioni and the 80 Olympic team if they let NHL players play. So maybe this is their moment, right? The same way the 80s Olympic team and those guys and Mike Arruzzioni, like, that was their moment, right? And then that was it. That's all
but
they had.
Don't you think that this Daryl Doucette is coming off a little bit like a douche, saying that it's different skill sets?
No, part I do. I think he's saying that because he knows if Mahomes comes out, he could kiss his, you know, being the guy, bye-bye. And he's probably looking at it like, all right, Patrick, you got the Super Bowl. Stay over there. Let me have this moment. And I get where if I didn't play in the NFL and I was still chasing my dream, I'd feel like, damn, like Gronk, go play in the Super Bowl. Let me have the Olympics.
The reason they're doing this is because Comcast pays $10 billion for the rights and they're not going to have their flag football with Jared Doucette.
No, I get it. I know why they're doing it. Like, I get it. But I can sympathize a little bit for the kid.
But they're not paying why. They're not good at it. They're not the best at it. The best players in the world are going to be playing on the flag football team.
Well, but I still think our team, with those guys, they would still be the favorites. So they still...
No, they wouldn't.
Yeah, they would.
You think so?
Our American... I think the U.S. national team is pretty good. They've played before against other countries. I think they're pretty good. And... if you add the NFL players, then obviously I expected like a 92 dream team. It's not like the U.S. National team is struggling to beat teams.
Text from Rhode Island, where we will be for the next couple of days because of the road show, which says this has Invincible 2 written all over it. Great movie, Invincible.
Yeah. Vince Papale?
I love that
movie. Is that the Mark Wahlberg joint?
Yeah. A walk-on.
Based on a true story, Sean.
Nice. Disney film, too, I believe.
Dude, lived right down from the street. They used to play, they used the headlights from the automobiles to play football at night.
Oh.
Back in the day.
Probably
the truest part of the story.
Is there a few, weren't the Patriots doing tryouts at one time? Oh, maybe the kid was just standing under the bridge talking about, I would try out for the team if you're looking to have tryouts.
Yeah, you're right. There was a guy standing outside Gillette with a sign. I don't know if he ever got the tryout.
No, but I do remember that was a good movie where I think he just tried out for the team back in those days. They had like open tryouts.
Not as great as the legendary Lyndon Byers, who chained himself to Gillette Stadium or to Foxborough Stadium when the Patriots were talking about going to Connecticut.
Mm. I remember those days.
Chained himself right to it.
Good job, LB.
Wouldn't leave for a week and a half.
Right.
The great LB.
He should get a ring for that because he is truly the guy that set forth the dynasty.
Right. He saved it.
What a wacky show.
All right. Where are we news-wise?
Well, the Karen Reed trial continued yesterday, and accident reconstructionist Dr. Judson Welcher said John O'Keefe was struck by Reed's Lexus. Here's a bit of courtroom audio from Dr. Judson.
I'm actually wearing the same make and size shoes as Mr. O'Keefe, the same brand of jeans. I'm doing test 2, but even a 2 mile an hour impact redirects me back and causes me to rotate. And the Lexus is a 6,000 pound vehicle. Mr. O'Keefe's only 216 pounds. So it's not going to register from hitting a pedestrian.
Hmm. Now, is this guy credible?
Yeah. I mean,
I don't know. I didn't find him to be that credible, but what do I know? I'm not an auto accident reconstructionist. I have no idea.
Yeah, he also is connected with that Shannon Burgess, who we heard from last week, who there's a lot of questions about that person's credibility. Uh-huh.
Part of this massive 100-person conspiracy to convict Karen Reed.
But we also heard from Karen after this testimony. Mm-hmm. Here she is outside the courtroom.
So he tried to dress identically to John, but didn't do anything else to mimic what the Commonwealth is accusing me of. Recreate that for us. Back up into the crash test dummy at 24.2 miles an hour in the arm and see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a stand she could hop on, talk about it. The jury could hear it.
Mm. So she wanted...
she chooses to run to the microphone when there's nothing under oath, but... what do I know?
She wanted that guy to get hit by a 24-mile-an-hour car to really go away. Right. Like, go
he
authentic.
Didn't die.
Nah, he's going to do that one. Hmm. Yeah. All right.
President Trump has pardoned reality star couple the Chrisleys.
Oh,
yeah. So this is big news.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huge.
This finally, Wiggy pays attention to something that's going on in our nation's capital.
Yeah. This is more entertaining.
Reality TV, it hits.
Yeah. And if you're unfamiliar with the Chrisleys, back in 2022, Todd Chrisley was sentenced to 12 years in prison and 16 months of probation, while Julie Chrisley was ordered to serve 7 years in prison, 16 months of probation for like tax aversion fraud. The couple was also ordered to pay $17.8 million in restitution. Trump called their daughter Savannah, who Savannah was a star on the show as well, and she has been on social media fighting for her parents to tell her the news. Here's some of that.
That's a terrible thing. It's a terrible thing, but it's a great thing because your parents are going to be free and clean, and I hope we can do it by tomorrow. Is that okay? We'll try getting it done tomorrow. So give them, I don't know them, but give them my regards and wish them a good life.
Mr. President.
Yes. How are you?
I just want to say thank you for bringing my parents back.
Yeah, well, they were given a pretty harsh treatment based on what I'm hearing. Pretty harsh treatment.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, they're back, huh?
Yep.
Meanwhile, Joe Exotic sits rotting in a jail somewhere and can't buy a pardon, for crying out loud.
Yeah. No,
he needs a Savannah and a Chase to fight for him.
Hey. That's a terrible thing. It's a terrible thing, but it's a great thing.
I feel like presidents should be able to unpardon. Like, you can undo like, the first day, whoever wins the next election, if it's a Democrat.
They can undo everybody's pardons?
Well, they will, like, so when Biden got into office, when Trump got into office, and then whoever wins the next one, if it's a Democrat, they're going to do executive orders left and right that undo what the prior administration did. You should be able to undo a pardon. I mean, and it is also just so amazing how Trump is so easily swayed if you just kiss his ass. It's
like, going forward, they should only be able to pardon reality TV people.
Yes.
Or people that oversee a pandemic.
Or influencers for crimes that they have committed.
Yeah.
Okay.
The new Harry Potter series that's going to be coming out on HBO has announced who will be playing their stars. This was big news in my household yesterday.
I'm sure it was. This was big for the Santos.
Yes, yeah.
You love Harry Potter.
Love Harry Potter. And we've already found out like who's going to be playing Snape and Dumbledore and a few other folk, but this is the core three.
Okay.
So Dominic McLaughlin will play the role of Harry Potter. Arabella Stanton is Hermione Granger, and Alistair Stout is Ron Weasley. More than 30,000 actors auditioned for the lead roles since HBO launched the open casting call last fall. Filming is expected to start this summer. But we've seen, well, we haven't, but people have seen McLaughlin, who's playing Harry Potter, in a few things, but he's going to be in Grow, which is an upcoming comedy on Sky. And Stanton, I saw on social media a bunch, who's playing Hermione. She was Matilda in Matilda the Musical.
Do you think this is going to be good? Like, I mean, when you take a film franchise,
mm-hmm.
which obviously came from a book series,
yes,
and you turn it into a television show, does it ever live up to the expectation? I guess people like The Mandalorian.
Yeah, they said that's pretty good.
The Mandalorian is exceptional.
Exceptional.
I love a good prequel.
I think this is going to be really good because it's going to dive deeper into the books than the movies were able to.
So this is when they're kids, it's a prequel?
It's going to start from the beginning. Right. Harry Potter 1, but it's going to be, instead of, you know, a three-hour movie, it's going to be,
a
say, 10 episodes.
Yeah, just like they're doing with the, you ever see the movie It?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're doing the series now on one of those channels where, you know, Derry and the whole, how that whole thing started. It looks pretty good, so I guess maybe you can get away with it for Harry Potter.
Yeah. I mean, it's cool for these nine-year-olds. Their life's going to completely change.
Courtney, did you end up securing one of those Harry Potter Red Sox jerseys?
I did not.
That's a bummer.
Oh, I have a question. Cool. I have a question that we don't have to talk about on the show, but if anybody wants to reach out, Legoland, is it worth visiting? I'm going to Disneyland.
The one in California?
Yeah. I don't know whether it's like three-year-olds or two. Like, will it be not for him?
I would say that for the kid, probably so, but for the parent, no.
Oh, God.
Because Curtis wants to go.
Not for me. I mean.
Well, no.
Well, unless
I'm not Dale.
Did Ken ask to go with you?
Yes, he did.
He likes to go to those theme parks.
Yes, he did.
Because he can't play with any of the Legos. He can just look at the giant Legos that are created.
That's the point of the whole thing.
Well, right, wait, he's right. I have no idea.
Then the kid is like, I want to play with it. I want to, and you don't really let
but
the
there's
kid.
There's a store there. You can buy some Legos. Nah, you can do a ride on Legos.
Somebody who's had a million Legos in the house, Curtis. Yeah. It's like they get it, and then, you know, 10 James, minutes in, they're off.
James is entertained by the Seaport Ice Cream Museum. Yeah. He will love Legos.
Yes. He will. Yep. He should be a toy.
Oh, he's going to love it, but you're going to be like,
yeah. I would be looking
loves
for
the ice cream there, which is shocking to me.
The ice cream?
It's, yeah.
Well, the best ice cream in all of Boston.
You say that can't possibly
How many flavors?
Be true.
No, just, can I just, the when you get into the Seaport Ice Cream Museum.
All right.
You arrive on a flight, which is a lovely little ride that all the kids enjoy. You don't really move. You sit down, and they come through, and they give you pineapple creamsicle ice cream. I'll tell you right now, never had it before this. Really? The single best cup of ice cream in all of Boston.
I love a creamsicle.
Really?
I've had it 17 times. It's as good each time.
I heard you say that a couple weeks ago on the Curtis and Ken show.
Yeah. I mean it sincerely. It is. I mean, the rest of the ice cream, yeah. Yeah. But it's a great place if you have kids to kill 3 hours, and the ice cream on the plane ride is spectacular.
Huh. By the way, rare live Curtis and Ken show, couple Saturdays from now at the Brunswick for the Beach Cornhole Tournament. Am I correct about that?
That is correct. Ken and I are staying up. Both families coming up. We're doing a big weekend at Old Orchard Beach.
All right. I think that's June 7th.
It is.
June 7th is Saturday. Yep. Yeah.
Annual Beach Cornhole Tournament at the Brunswick. We will see you there for that. See you for the road show the day before that and the pregame on the Thursday night before that out at the Cowbell where we were last year.
Great spot.
All right, Courtney, thank you.
Thank you.
That is the news, and here is what's trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Red Sox drop another to the Brewers, this time in extra innings. 5-1 was the final from Milwaukee. The Sox had the lead until the bottom of the ninth, and then they went to the 10th, where Christian Yelich's first career home run was a walk-off home run, was a grand slam with one out in the bottom of the 10th. Richard Fitz, he got the start. He went three innings, giving up zero runs on two hits while striking out two. Here's Alex Cora on the struggles that the Sox have been having with runners in scoring position and not scoring from last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
I mean, we got to be better. That part, you know, like the margin for error, you know, it's hard to win games 1-0, you know, and we didn't do a good job with that. I think the first three innings, I think it was, you know, we did a good job with him, although we didn't score runs, you know, the pitch count was up, and then there was one inning there. It was one pitch out, three pitch strikeout, one pitch out, you know, and we got him back in the game. So we have to recognize what's in front of us and do a better job, and we'll talk. We actually talked about it, you know, with Narvi and with Willie, you know. They're learning, you know, they're still young, and that's our job, you know, to keep teaching them the game.
One thing I'll give them credit for, and I don't know if it was his decision, but they were a lot more aggressive on the base pads. I know Maya got thrown out at third, but the Rafaela run came off of a wild pitch. Like, I think that's what you have to do now if you're the Red Sox. You got to just be aggressive and see if you can manufacture runs that way.
Well, kickstart your summer with Nissan. These offers are going fast at the Nissan Summer Sales Event. Shop your local Nissan store, NissanUSA.com, today. Last one with the Brewers at 1:10 today with Brian Baio getting the start. Mike Monaco will join Will Fleming right here on the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Join Joe Weil at 12:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. In the NBA, the Pacers take game 4, 130-121, the final in Indiana. Tyrese Halliburton had a triple-double in this one, 32 points, 12 rebounds, and 15 assists for him. The Pacers lead the Knicks 3-1. OKC is going to try to close out their series tonight against Minnesota. Tip is at 8:30. And in the NHL, Edmonton goes up 3-1 on Dallas, taking game 4 at home 4-1. The Florida Panthers will try to close out their series with the Hurricanes in North Carolina tonight. Puck drop is at 8. When it comes to the Bruins, sources are saying Marco Sturm and Mitch Love are the finalists for the head coaching position. We could have a new head coach by the end of the week. And let love bloom in a new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Explore up to 581 miles on a single tank in Subaru's most fuel-efficient Forester ever, the 2025 Subaru Forester Hybrid. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com.
Curtis, I don't know the answer to this question on the text line. You might. Bruce from the U.S. Mid-Atlantic national cornhole team wants to know if we're bringing in professionals for the event at the beach.
Yes,
we are? Okay, yep. Well, that's a real problem.
Yeah, they're going to be ringers left and right.
Bruce has been playing for near 35 years and is bothered by that.
I've been to your cornhole events. Some of those guys, they look like they come in with the matching bags, matching jerseys,
the gloves. Yeah,
they don't miss.
Hardos. No,
they do not miss.
Is there going to be a theme party Friday night for us to go to?
I could have you want me to do like a clam bake at the house or something like that?
That'd be awesome.
All right. Why don't we do like a clam bake at the shack with you and the families?
Yeah, it'll be a big day. We got Jess, okay. James, Maya, D, Ken. Maybe have like a rehearsal dinner for Maya and Ken.
Oh,
I mean James, Maya and Ken would be an odd rehearsal dinner.
All right. Thank you, Courtney.
Thank you.
Job well done. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Back. Devastating is a good word for it. Red Sox walked off, and the struggle is real. And I don't think, anywhere near what most thought they would be at this point. But as Curtis pointed out earlier, it's not June yet. We have until Sunday, so they can turn things around the next couple of days.
Don't count us out.
Well, they need something, though. They need to hit a run if people really are going to stop believing in them. Because if they don't hit a run, if they give you a June like a May, if they give you June like they did in May, this team will be out of it by the All-Star break.
But didn't last year we got a little bump in June and then they fell off again, Curtis? You're the baseball guy. I just remember we hit a little bit of a run in June, and all of a sudden we started feeling a little bit good, and then they fell off again.
Well, at the All-Star break, they were 10 games above 500.
Yeah.
So you felt good about that, and then, you know, obviously no moves were made. But you might get to the All-Star break, and you might be 6-7 games below 500. And the Yankees are playing good. You ain't catching them. And then a wild card spot looks like it's getting further and further away. So this team, by the All-Star break, which is like the second week in July, but even before that, like come July 1st, depending on what you do in June, this team might be done.
A lot of guys, 2 weeks from this weekend, probably got a Father's Day Red Sox-Yankees ticket to enjoy the weekend with their family. And at that point, the Red Sox may be double digits out of first place.
Right.
Just what a waste. What an effing waste. Like, this team is talented enough to be much better than it is. And they've just never really gotten going. Like, when was the – and think about the games they've won. That game against the Braves, they would have been swept if not for Devers' walk-off. Like, it's been miraculous almost when they win a game. Like, it's just
– they haven't swept the series all season long.
No.
So, I'm – you.
But when you look at it on the macro level, it's a five-year slump for the Red Sox.
Yeah. Yeah, except for that 1 year when they went to the ALCS, what was that?
Yeah, but
they
played Houston?
2021.
That's 2021? 2021.
Right.
This is the fourth year. 22, 23, 24, 25.
Yeah. Well, we can ask Sam Kennedy about that tomorrow.
Ooh, no Sam.
Craig Breslow tomorrow morning on the show.
Keep forgetting to
bring it.
I
feel like he keeps putting it on Craig.
I know.
Sam came on once, like a week ago.
He was just on last week.
But then it was Craig like the 3 weeks before that.
There was a
Craig.
The Boston Magazine did a sit down with Sam Kennedy.
Yeah, I saw that.
Get to know Sam.
No mention of when they asked him who his favorite radio show was. No mention.
No,
he wouldn't pick anybody.
He made sure to say Alex Speer is his whoopee.
Yeah.
I guess they should. They pay him, but. I don't understand. There was no shout out to the Greg Hill Show.
Yeah.
It's the only radio show he goes on.
Yeah. This is Tony from Hanover. Hey, Tony.
Hey, so in the last 5 years of this abysmal Red Sox team, there's three constants. Sam Kennedy, John Henry, and Alex Cora. there's your problem right there. Sam Kennedy is a homegrown kid. It's like the Canton Police Department. They're all homegrown. This is what you get when you hire local. It's an abysmal organization. It's a rotten ownership group. And Alex, let's do damage, Cora. Really, what has he done since he hasn't been able to cheat?
Well, you and Wiggy agree on that one. I mean, Wiggy's been all over it last couple days. Well, he's been over it. He's been all over it for a while, but
right.
Especially the last couple days, because you think that the biggest mistake this team made was extending Alex Cora.
Yeah, because you were a team that finished in last place 2 years in a row. You hadn't made the playoffs since 2021, and the one thing that has been the same has been your manager.
Curtis, Twitch Mitch put up a poll. Can you look at the results? He put it up early this morning on who is to blame for the current status of the
All right,
Red
three
Sox.
Options. Who is most to blame for the lackluster Red Sox season? Players, Cora / coaching, or the front office? Front office, only 20%. Cora coaching, 38%. Players, 42%.
Mm. There you go. Even in that situation, it's still... Cora still kind of gets a pass, and that's why I said, name me one other coach that would go, what was it, 4 years straight or 3 years straight?
This is year four.
Year four of not making the playoffs or potentially not making the playoffs. Name me one other coach in the city that could do that, finish in last place, and get extended. They wanted – Bill had a horrible 1 year where they ended up with four wins. And people are like, run his ass up out of here. And the guy won six championships. Cora did win you one championship, but it's like anytime there's an issue, it's always front office, or majority of the time it's front office, and now it's the players. What's the manager?
Here's a text that says, welcome aboard, Wiggy. I've been saying that Cora is the problem for months now, but silence up until this point. Yeah. So
he's a great guy, but... if there's issues in the clubhouse, or if we're talking about leadership or culture or whatever it is that we're talking about that's going wrong in that clubhouse, isn't it the manager of why that's the issue? We did it with Mayo. We did it with Missoula. We did it with Brad Stevens.
Well, you're assuming that it's an issue when it comes to, we talked about this earlier, but the chemistry or the clubhouse vibe. As opposed to just not guys not playing up to their potential.
I don't think it's a kumbaya, like they're not getting along in the clubhouse. I think it falls more on the Gerard Mayo side than it did on the Bruce Cassidy side, say it. Like when it comes to Alex Cora, maybe he's too
lenient
when it comes to his players, because he's such a big players manager and he likes the guys. The guys like him, they seem to get along. They seem to be more friends than they do. I'm the manager, you're the player. And so if they're upset about something the front office is doing, sometimes Alex Cora takes their side over the front office. So maybe it's
that gives them an excuse to.
Right.
And I would say this.
If your boss is always like, yeah, you're right. They didn't give us the personnel again this year to get it done. Then,
it is cold.
Guy he encouraged to leave? Justin Turner, remember that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That he said, oh, you have a better shot to win in Toronto.
That's right.
Imagine if Belichick told the talented player to stay in the division and leave. I also know this. Cora is incredibly sensitive. Massively sensitive.
Yeah.
He hears everything. He reaches out to people in anger when they don't. Say he's doing a good job. He is a and the reaction. I said this to Ken. The reaction to the graduation storyline suggested that he felt some pressure. Like if you're secure in your position, the Instagram posts, the reaching out to people about conversations doesn't occur. From my perspective, he feels some heat, and I think Breslow has gone ahead of him in terms of the safety in the hierarchy of the Boston Red Sox.
Mm. Well, I would think he would say, I'm not doing a good job. Like, if you would ask Cora, like, how have you managed this team up until this point? Do you feel like, you know, where would you grade yourself? I would think that he would say, Or I'd hope he'd say, you know what, I give myself an F. I'm not doing a good job. The family situation, like I said, I don't really trip about that. You want to do that, go ahead, whatever. But as far as the job that you're doing as a manager on the field,
yeah,
F.
781 text, the fact that y'all are panicking 2 months in is hilarious.
LOL.
We're still in the wild card race, 8 back in the division.
Yeah, it's, I mean, good. What are you?
It's what, called relaxing.
What are they, 3.5 out of a wild card
okay.
spot?
Mm-hmm. Like, it's,
yeah, you're in the hunt. I give you that. But the question becomes, what does this team look like moving forward? They haven't won a series all year long. And I know a guy in the Twitch chat said they swept the Cubs. No, they didn't. They haven't swept the series all year long. What is this team? Do you believe, if you're one of those people that believe like, oh, they could still be a wild card team, then you believe they could play well above or 5 or 6 games above 500 baseball in the month of June?
Wiggy, anything can happen. Just get me to October.
All right. Well, we'll circle back then. How about that?
This is Coach. What's up, Coach?
Hi, great show as always.
Thank you.
Wiggy, you're spot on with Cora. Here's what I want to say. A manager's role really comes to fruition in 1 to 2 run ball games. So just in 1 run ball games this year, they're 6-21. And again, like the moves a manager's got to make from the bullpen or you know, subbing in or pinch hitting or whatever, bunting, not bunting. I'm real disappointed in that. The other major thing that isn't talked about enough is the Red Sox are very near the top in the MLB in the last season and a half. No, I'm sorry, 2.5 seasons in striking out at the plate. And the only good thing that comes out of striking out at the plate is wearing out a patch of grass from home plate to the dugout. Thank you.
If you struggle in 1-run games, hey, go back to the old school days. Play small ball. Figure something out to get, you know, for you to have.
Bring the infield in.
Hey, that's what I would have did. And you would have potentially won that one of those Milwaukee games. But yeah, you wanted to have Marcelo Meyer, you know, four or five feet off the off the grass.
Wiggy, they swept the Cardinals in April. Everybody's texting.
Technically they didn't. Didn't one of the games get postponed?
What?
You've been saying that for a long time, though, that they haven't swept.
I know. I just don't fight it because it doesn't matter.
That was a sweep.
Oh, okay. I forgot.
Yeah. I mean, technically, to Wiggy's credit, one game did get postponed.
Right. So it's not technically a sweep.
Mm.
Okay.
There you go. Wiggy,
well,
yeah, right,
we'll have
again.
We'll wait till
when do they
replay?
They
play 2 in August to find out if they can sweep a series.
Let's tweet at Brooksy, see if that's an official sweep or not. What do they call that in Major League Baseball?
Brooksy.
The game gets postponed. All right, so
well,
all
that thing really stung with
you.
Huh?
All right, so you swept one series.
No, it wasn't postponed. They replayed it. It was on Sunday. They played.
Oh,
all
did they
games.
Replay that game?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I was wrong about that.
Was it delayed, Shime, or postponed?
No, it says postponed on the schedule.
Right, but then it was played the next day, April 6th. They won back-to-back. They had a walk-off, and then first
one
came
so
back.
So technically I was wrong
delayed
about
that. Delayed or postponed, Shime? You have a real issue with that, I
postponed.
Know. Okay.
Whatever.
Yes.
So they won one.
Both are the same.
They swept
synonymous.
One series. Out of how many?
I'm not saying they're good. I think they suck. I'm not trying to defend the team.
I was wrong
team.
About that.
All right. Well, you can leave a Hill note.
The Cardinals must really suck then.
Oh, God. Hill note on the current state of the Boston Red Sox on the Odyssey app, and we will play your Hill notes back at 9:20 on this morning's show. And a reminder that if you ever have trouble listening to this radio station on the radio, you can listen on the Odyssey app. Just download it and take us wherever you go. You can do the same on our stream at WEEI.com. And you can always ask your smart speaker to play 93.7 WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Tomorrow on this show, Red Sox front office report with Craig Breslow at 9. And then we are off to Rhode Island. Roadshow number 3. And we will see you tomorrow night at the Landing at about 7:30. And then Friday morning at the Lobster Bar. And, of course, first time ever, extended roadshow with Jones and Keefe doing their show after our show at the Lobster Bar. And then at some point, probably today, we got to make a decision on the offer to go for a sail down there on the Intrepid. Curtis, she won the 67 and the 70 America's Cup races, the Intrepid, and we are invited out on her.
Was she ever swept?
No, okay. I don't believe so.
When she won 67?
67, the America's Cup. Are you not familiar with the...
No.
You're not familiar with anything other than the basics.
Yeah, like, I don't really know. I went to the America's Cup
in Bermuda.
Greg, I didn't grow up around a lot of boating, so I don't know what the America...
You pay attention to things that are going on. America's Cup? It's like the Olympics will be with the... With the NFL and flag football. It's the Olympics of sailing.
Yeah, no.
The second somebody starts talking to me about sailing, I just nod.
Yeah.
It's like the World Cup.
Yeah, I know nothing about the sailing World Cup. Yeah.
We also have to decide if we are going to go to dinner tomorrow evening because we'll probably have to make a reservation.
We are always invited, I believe, to 22 Bowen.
Oh, okay.
So if everybody is okay with that.
Down for that.
We can head over there and have a warm or cold seafood tower or two.
That thing is so good.
Yes. And other thing is, I heard we can potentially, I would love to go on the boat Intrepid on Friday if anybody else wants to do that.
Right.
That sounds lovely. And I'm told that there is a chance we can boat from our Newport Mansion Hotel to the broadcast site.
From the ocean cliff?
Yeah.
Oh, I would do that too, bright and early.
Yeah.
On Friday morning.
Yeah. Ahoy.
Take it all in.
Amen.
Speaking of the, if we could, of the roadshow, can we open the WEEI Window World of Boston weather window for Curtis real quick? Curtis, if you could, poke your bald head outside and see what the forecast is for today.
Well, let's get right to Newport, because that's where my mind is already. Tomorrow, any rain will subside by midday. It'll be in the mid-60s, 63 degrees tomorrow evening. For the broadcast, we're looking like mid to upper 60s, dry, and some sun may pop out towards the end of the broadcast. So not hot, not cold. I think a perfect roadshow day here and home. Gorgeous, 65, mostly cloudy. Going to go up to the mid-70s with some sunshine later today. And if I may, very quickly, I've got two really great portions of news regarding Pudge's Pals. Official Maddie has been adopted. Her new family is welcoming her this week. The perfect streak is still alive. And got a very nice note from Nancy from Great Dog Rescue, who said she just placed a wonderful dog with someone that just heard about the dog rescue from the show. So they're getting some help, even on dogs we do not highlight here. So thank you to the audience for being so kind and for adopting Maddie and other dogs from Great Dog Rescue New England.
Okay, well, you can get a whole house full of windows installed for just $99 a month when you go to windowworldofboston.com. Now, I just got a text message when it comes to the Intrepid. Steph Diggs would like to know if you'd like him on it.
I'm in. If Steph Diggs, if you're going to potty like him,
he is crushing it.
Well, I am in.
Is that an issue, a potential issue with Mike Vrabel or not?
Nah.
What? He's enjoying his time. Yeah. And I saw so many funny tweets like, I hope that he runs the receiver room like he's holding court on this boat. All these women are just sitting around listening to him talk.
Okay.
He's a handsome guy.
I am in.
A handsome guy.
I am so glad that Steph is back here.
I mean,
and Cardi B's right there, so good for her.
He's allowed to have his fun.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean,
does this impact the rehab, though, is my question.
Right.
No, as long as he's doing, taking care of his business. He certainly appears
to be doing that.
Yeah, you can do both.
I hope he's not wearing the Sperry's because he can slip in those.
Yeah, it's a balancing act.
It's a great shoe, though.
Back a little bit.
You're supposed to not slip in Sperry's.
Yeah.
They're boat shoes.
Yeah, I don't think he's probably wearing Sperry's.
No, I doubt it.
Okay, so Mike Vrabel doesn't care about that?
Yeah, I don't. I mean, then again, who the hell knows? Maybe he is one of those coaches where it does bother him. I mean, it wouldn't bother me, but I do know coaches out there that would be like, oh, you know, football, 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 which he's probably still doing, but still saying, hey, like, listen, I have a social life too, you know?
Wasn't the first job he had in coaching under Urban Meyer?
That he did.
So I can't think Urban Meyer would have a problem with that. Yeah. So,
good for Diggs, you know? Him and Cardi B, they living their best life.
Yeah.
That was a lot of people. Good for him.
Well, you know, Lord. They got a lot of friends.
It seemed like they were all, you know, adults having fun.
That is it.
Sure were.
If the Intrepid is going to be like that, maybe I'll go out. Maybe I'll go out on the sailing boat.
I don't know that the Intrepid will be quite like that.
No?
Right. You could make it like that.
I can't make it
that. If you want.
You know? I mean, I could bring the music.
Whatever you want.
And I could probably bring a little bit of, you know, Moneybag Yo or Rob 4-9.
I mean, when it he obviously shares a lot when it comes to his recovery. Like, is it possible that he's ready to go week one?
No, I don't think so.
That's the only thing about these videos is there were some of, like, him dancing. So some people were saying, you know, you're not ready to return to work yet, but you're out here.
Yeah, but that's different.
Hey, I'm not on that camp. I'm just saying.
Running a 15-yard in versus a little two-step is completely different. I don't think he's going to be ready to go week one. I think he's going to be very similar to what we saw with Kendrick Bourne. All right, when did Kendrick Bourne show up, Sean? Was it, like, week five?
Well, you know he's going to be ready for week five.
Yeah,
so because that's the Patriots playing the Bills in Buffalo. You know Diggs will be ready to go in that one.
And if you look at Kendrick Bourne and you look at Steph Diggs, they basically hurt their knees the same kind of right around the same calendar time, which was like in October, I believe it was. And it took Kendrick Bourne to maybe week five or week six for him to come back. So I would expect the same thing for Steph Diggs.
This is Chris from my adopted home continent of Maine. Hello, Chris.
Hi, how you doing?
What's up?
Well, it's a beautiful morning here on Georgetown Island in Maine, which is about 40 minutes north of Portland.
Nice.
And I called to encourage you strongly, especially you, Wiggy, to go sailing on the Intrepid. You will have a great time. That's a beautiful boat, and you will love it. I promise.
Wiggy is very nervous. He doesn't like when the boat is up in the, you know, one side is up in the air. Like, we're going to have to, it's a America's Cup boat. So we're probably going to have to strap you in, Wiggs.
Yeah.
So.
No. I'd be like, Bill Murray, you're going to tie me to the front of the sailboat?
Well, Diggs was just strapped in. So.
Back in the late 90s, a bunch of my friends, we chartered American Eagle, which is part of their fleet. It's the one Ted Turner won the cup on.
Right.
And we won Fagawi on it.
Mm.
And I didn't do a thing. I sat on the cooler and drank beer the whole race, and then we won. But you'll have a great time. The boat's not going to flip over, Wiggy. It's counterbalanced. That's how it works. And they turn the engine off, and they put the sails up, and you just sit there and enjoy the wind and the waves.
Okay, Wiggy.
And you can have conversation, and you'll have a wonderful time. I guarantee it. I promise. You'll love it.
Does it have to lean? Can you, like,
if the sails are up, yeah.
Oh, so if the sails are up, it has to lean.
Well,
like, you can't just have it going.
To turn.
No, like, you know how it's, like, tilted over?
Yes.
So,
Curtis, I didn't realize this, but apparently this information comes from a texter. Steph Diggs, on the boat over the weekend, had a presidential theme for the guests. I don't know.
The way he was spanking Cardi B at one point, it looked presidential.
Was that Bill Clinton?
Yeah, that was the Clinton theme.
Yeah,
Clinton theme party.
Maybe your guy JFK.
Yeah,
too.
That was more like boats and hoes. Yeah.
I have a question on which would you rather hear someone tell you about, their golf game or their sailing adventure? And there's a common thread in that, which is really rich guys that think that things they do are really interesting and they're not.
I think sailing's pretty interesting. There's a guy right now who just sailed from like Oregon to Hawaii, and he's blown up on social media. People find it interesting that you're on a boat alone in the middle of the night with no land in sight, and the fact that people have to deal with, I find sailing, I'm not a sailor, I never did sailing camp or anything like that, but I find it interesting what people tell me about.
That's different than like just sailing against another boat. Like, I think that's fascinating if you're going solo from here to, you know, Europe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, why can't you just do it in a yacht?
Right.
Same thing. if we're gonna get on a boat, I'm looking at the Intrepid, and it looks like, you know, I don't know.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if that's what a sailboat looks like, there's not much room.
Oh, it is smaller than I thought.
Yeah,
it would
I mean, I thought it was going to be like one of them Bezos sailboats.
Right.
What?
Where's the mermaid?
Where's the galley?
Yeah. I mean, it's like the sailboats that you got on the Charles River there. That thing, one good gust of wind, that thing's flipping over.
Right. We're bigger than the normal sailor, too. Yeah. So 12 sailors is like 5 sports radio listeners.
Yeah. Ain't no way I'm getting on that thing.
This is Greg from Marshfield. What's up, Greg?
How you doing? Listen, I grew up on sailing on Narragansett Bay.
Right.
I even watched some of the America's Cup races when I was a kid. And the one thing I want to tell you is to dress warm. You could be standing on the dock at Newport, and it's 60 degrees and not a breath of air. Yep. You get out on the bay, the temperature drops like 10 or 15 degrees, and it's windy. So dress warm.
Okay. All right. Excellent. Thank you.
Yeah, Curtis, look up Sailing with Phoenix. That's the guy's name, going from Oregon to Hawaii. He made it. But
he did?
Yeah.
Maybe.
All right. Well, we are headed to Newport. Can't wait to see all of you incredible Rhode Island people. And we will do that tomorrow night at the Landing at about 7:30. And then Friday morning at the Lobster Bar Roadshows presented by Miller Lite. It is Miller time, New England.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.